welcome to another inspirational podcast from Nations Church. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.
For those of you who I haven't met, my name's Jo, and it's lovely to meet you, even if it is from behind a pulpit. A little bit about me is that I have two beautiful girls, one who is Sarah, and she is 8, and the other who is Anaya, and she is 6, and I'm married to the beautiful man just sitting on the front row here, David. He's an amazing guy, absolutely. And I want to honour him today because... You know what? He has always released me into what he believes is the call of God on my life, no matter what the cost. And he's allowed me the freedom to pursue that. And so he's pretty amazing. So I'm so thankful that God blessed me with someone like him, you know. He honors me as a woman in the house as well. So, but you know what? What an incredibly life-changing year we've had, right? Can you believe that we're in the second week of January 2021 already? You know, who here is glad to see the backside of 2020? You know what? I'm putting my hand up here because I'm so glad to see the backside of 2020. 2020 was a year that held so many challenges for me in so many areas on so many different levels. I'm so glad that that has passed and we have stepped into 2021. But you know what? I remember that this time last year when we were all so excited about the new year rolling around, and like 2020, 2019 had also been a challenging year for so many of you who I had spoken to, and many of us felt like that we had been walking in a wilderness season. We had such high hopes and expectations as we shared and declared, and we believed and we prophesied that 2020 was going to be this brand new decade. We even had the brochures to declare it, that 2020 was going to be a hallmark year for all of us. You know, when I look back on 2020 and how best to describe it, it looks a bit like this game of Jenga or block tower or tumbling tower to me. And as you can see, I have this game set up right here on this table as a visual of what my high hopes and what my expectations of 2020 looked like. You know, my excitement and my expectancy looked like this strong tower and in my future. And yet, as the year began, there were stumbling blocks along the road and there were bumps along the way that began to affect my year that had just begun, my 2020. And so as the year began, those first few weeks and those first few months rolled by, and I began to see that the flaws of 2019 began to affect my 2020. And I found myself playing this game of Jenga with life. And so, you know, I found myself still disappointed that I hadn't achieved the best marks or hadn't done my best or given my best in my studies. And I was disappointed because I was battling with a debilitating back injury. And there were these finances, I'll just take one from the top. There were these finances that were just so tight that me and my family, we just didn't have any room to move to fix broken cars. And anyone who knows me, my car has broken down a lot in the past year, let alone try and plan for some kind of holiday. And so, you know, there were these things that I'd done and these regrets that I'd made, and there were these moments that I'd failed and failed so epically that I didn't think that I was ever going to be able to come back from them. You know, the wilderness of 2019, it followed me into 2020 like the dirt that sticks from a dusty road, along with the disappointment and the discouragement that season had held for me. And I found that when the clock struck midnight on December 31st, all my disappointments didn't just suddenly disappear. It wasn't a Cinderella moment for me. It didn't all go back to normal where I could see clearly once again. Instead, I found that my strong tower of high hopes and expectations were crumbling around me, and I saw the flaws of 2019 already affecting the future of my 2020. Yeah. And so then COVID hit, and along with it, my mum is diagnosed with a terminal illness. My whole tower collapsed. Every dream, every expectation came crumbling down around me. And you know what? Maybe like me, you're out there this morning and you're feeling just like I did this time last year. Maybe you're out there with the high hopes and the expectations of overcoming that addiction, or maybe your expectation of 2021, this is the year that your marriage is going to change, that things are going to get better, or maybe you're holding onto the dream for that long-awaited job promotion, or perhaps it's that diagnosis like me for my mum to be given the all clear for that wayward son or daughter to turn their life around. Or maybe you're believing that friendship that's fallen out is going to be restored. Or maybe your hope is that the dust is going to settle, that this is the year where clarity is coming, that the plans and purposes of God for you will be revealed, released, and established in your life. Yet somewhere, from the backside of the year that you left behind, you too can feel that dusty residue of disappointment and discouragement. You feel the drawback of the discontentment and the dissatisfaction of your hope deferred and your heart deterred. You feel that letdown that you didn't kick that addiction, that the breakdown of your marriage gone wrong, the defeat of that diagnosis that needs further treatment. You feel the failure of bad grades that ultimately didn't get you into uni this year, or the devastation of the wrong skill set for that job promotion that ultimately ended up in a job rejection. You feel the letdown creeping in and tarnishing your hope for this year to be different, for this year to be the year where everything is going to change for you. You know what? I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you today that God has an answer and a solution for you and I as we move forward to bring us out into a high place and an open space where we get to stand like a strong tower on the hopes and the dreams and the expectations that He has given us for our future. You know what? In Jeremiah 29:11, it says that God has plans to prosper us and to give us a hope for our future. And you know what? It's time that we began to believe that and to declare that truth over our lives once again. I believe today that in this pivotal moment of time that we are in a prophetic window where God wants to bring a shift and a change in the lives of each and every one of us. I believe that many of us have been tried and that we have been tested in this season. And I believe God is prophetically declaring that it's time to shake off the dust of disappointment and defeat. We're in a line in the sand moment where we need to shake off the past and step into the future. And so the title of my message for you today is Shake It Off. So today I'm going to bring a word for you that comes from the book of Matthew, and it's Jesus speaking himself. We're going to be looking at chapter 10 and we're going to start from verse 9. But to set the stage for you, we are actually dropping in on account on a conversation where Jesus is commissioning his disciples to go out and preach the kingdom of heaven, to cast out demons, to heal those afflicted with sickness and disease. Jesus was giving them an instruction on how to conduct themselves in an honorable manner. And it's here that we drop in on Jesus speaking to them in verse 9. And it says this: you won't need a lot of money. Travel light and don't even pack an extra change of clothes in your backpack. Trust God with everything, because the one who works for him deserves to be provided for. Whatever village or town you enter, search for a godly man who will let you into his home until you leave for the next town. Once you enter a house, speak to the family there and say, God's blessing of peace be upon this house. And if those living there welcome you, let your peace come upon the house. But if you are rejected, that blessing of peace will come back upon you. And if anyone doesn't listen to you and rejects your message, when you leave that house or town, shake the dust off your feet as a prophetic act that you will not take their defilement with you. You know, I just love what Jesus did here in this moment with his disciples. He wasn't just giving them a little pep talk or rallying the troops together for the work of the ministry. He wasn't just handing out instructions on what they should do and where they should go. He wasn't just giving them a practical instruction on how best to conduct themselves, but he was giving them a set of spiritual principles that were going to set them up for life. You know, there are three principles. There's many more in this scripture passage, but today there are three principles that I believe Jesus wants to encourage us to embrace today. And the first principle is to travel light. You know, Jesus, he instructed his disciples to travel light. He instructed them not to take extra clothing. He instructed them not to take extra sandals or a bag or a staff or anything else with them. The New Living Translation expands what travel light means. It says this: don't carry a traveler's bag with a change of clothes and sandals or even a walking stick. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality because those who work deserve to be fed. And you know, I started to wonder, why would he tell them to travel light? Why would he tell them not to bring a second pair of clothes or a second pair of sandals? I'm going to surmise a scenario here for you. They were going on a journey by foot transportation. There were no cars. There were no luxury chariots mentioned here in this scripture. There wasn't even a donkey mentioned. They're in a country that is renowned for being hot and dry and dusty and dirty. And by the time they get anywhere, walking vast distances to get from one town or village to the next, they would likely have been pretty hot and pretty sweaty. And you know what? Pretty stinky. I think they would have smelled. You know, it's hot, it's stinky. I get sweaty just walking in the summer heat here in Australia. There were no deodorant cans back in 29 AD. They weren't invented, just saying. You know, their feet and their clothing would have been filthy from the dirt and dust of the road. It's why Jesus demonstrated the washing of the disciples' feet, right? It was the most lowliest of chores for servants to do because they would likely to have walked on roads with goat poo and sheep poo and all kinds of animal excrement on it. And then they're supposed to walk right up to people and say, hey, let me tell you guys about this guy named Jesus, who is the Messiah, the promised king of Israel. Yeah. You know what? People would have likely looked at them and gone, you know what? Number one, you stink. And two, you're crazy. You know, if that was me, and I'm pretty sure that even Bruce Kelsey would agree with me here, that you'd want to go home and get cleaned up, right? You'd want to go home and get cleaned up before approaching anybody in public. But, oh, oops, Jesus told us not to bring extra clothing. So is there a laundromat around here somewhere? Can declaring that the long-awaited Messiah has come, can they just wait a day or two while I wash my clothes and sit around naked somewhere because I don't have a spare pair? And once they're dry, I can go and I can speak to some people with a little bit of dignity left intact to make my claim that Jesus Christ, the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God, the King of Israel, had come. I want to suggest to you this morning that the point Jesus was making went beyond the physical belongings here and to the spiritual baggage he wanted them to leave behind rather than carry it into the future that was ahead of them. Yes, Jesus knew the road would be hard and it would be long. And the disciples, they didn't need that extra baggage that clothing would physically entail. But you know what? I truly believe Jesus was speaking on a deeper level here to a place of spiritual significance. And today I want to suggest to you that Jesus is speaking prophetically to you and I as well as we step beyond 2020 and into 2021. I believe that it's by no mistake that many of you are sitting in this room today at the 11 a.m. service and not the 9 a.m. And I believe that Jesus is speaking to the extra baggage that many of us are carrying into the year ahead. Jesus is speaking to us today to leave behind the disappointment of failing to get the right grades. He's speaking to you out there that needs to know that just because your marriage failed, it doesn't make you a failure. Jesus wants you to leave behind the hurt from that relationship fallout or the defeat you feel over your financial situation. He's speaking to us to drop those mistakes, those things we've done, those things we've said, the regrets we're carrying, the setbacks, those moments we failed and aren't so proud of. It is time to let go and let God deal with the dust of our past. And when we do that, when we choose to leave it behind, because you know what? It is a choice. And God waits on that decision for us to make the choice. He makes a move and he'll go with that. But he's waiting for us to take that step and then he walks with us. Yeah? It's a decision we have to consciously make as we step into that place where we trust God, which is the second principle I believe Jesus wants us to embrace today. Trust God with the baggage you are leaving behind in the wake of 2020. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go." You know, trusting God means that no matter what happens in your family, no matter what that diagnosis looks like, no matter how disqualified you feel from that job rejection or whatever situation you find yourself facing today, whatever you do and wherever you go, God is with you. You can trust Him every time and in His timing. You know, verse 5 of this proverb, it encourages us to let go and let God guide you. He is the one who knows you, who knows your life and knows what you need. Trust Him to make the right decisions at the right time for the right purpose. You know, trusting God means you'll travel light because He's the one who carries it all. Proverbs 8:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." You know, it is Jesus who is your strong tower, just like this second tower I have here, which I've glued together for my example. You know, Jesus is unshakable and unbreakable. From the very beginning, He has always been and will always be your tower of hope and excitement and expectancy. And that cannot be shaken when your hope is in Him and Him alone. He is the glue that holds everything together. He is the complete tower standing strong and tall in your future. And as you let go and as you trust God with the disappointments, those setbacks, those regrets from the past season, He will rebuild your tower of hope for your future. You know, He will turn all things together for your good. Even those mistakes, that job setback, that marriage breakdown, that situation that your child is in or that addiction you are struggling with, no matter what it is that you feel like there is no coming back from this morning, God, your God, will turn all things together for your good, for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. And you, my friend, you are called and you are anointed and you are appointed for such a time as this. No one is exempt from the promises of God. He is the great and mighty restorer of the high hopes and the aspirations that you have for the year that is ahead of you. It's time to shake off the dust, which is my third principle. Let's read verse 14 again. "And if anyone doesn't listen to you and rejects your message, when you leave that house or town, shake the dust off your feet as a prophetic act that you will not take that defilement with you." You know, dust will try to stick to you if you let it. It's why the translation of this verse is so prophetically significant for why and where we are in this moment right now. You know, as I said earlier, I truly believe we are in a prophetic window where God is wanting us to take action so that from the outset of this year, we are fully and freely released to accomplish all that He has destined and designed for us to do and more. In biblical times, to shake off the dust off your feet, it was a familiar symbol and it was an expression of contempt towards the one whom you were shaking your feet off from. The Jews also believed that the residue of guilt is supposed to adhere to the bottom of the feet or the shoes. And when returning from the Holy Land, they would stop at its border and they would shake or wipe the dust of defilement from their travels in unholy lands before crossing over the border so that they wouldn't bring its pollution into the promised land. Make sense? Jesus doesn't want you to carry that guilt from the last season. It's time we stood up in a prophetic protest to shake off that guilt and let go of its burden. And as you give them those things over to God and you trust Him with them, you are releasing your ownership to carry the fault that Jesus has already paid the price for. You know, God wants us to leave our spiritual pollution behind us and press forward into the plans and purposes He has for us so that we're spiritually clean as we step into what's ahead for us. And so I'll finish with this one last thing. You know, the year 2021 on our calendar is in fact the Hebrew year 5781 on God's calendar. And just recently I came across an article written by a guy named Ariel Abel, and he is a Jew with an extensive understanding of the Hebrew language, and he deciphers the Hebrew meaning behind the year 5781 or 2021 as we know it. He explains there are these letters that correspond to the numbers of 5781, which come together to culminate in one Hebrew word, and that word is ashpa. And in modern Hebrew, ashpa means garbage or rubbish. And associated with these numbers is a future tense that is related to this interpretation. So prophetically, this year's numbers can be interpreted as this: dump last year's waste. Isn't that incredible? Yeah, you know what? That's a prophetic declaration for you and I. It's incredible that 5781, 2021 prophetically declares to you and I that we are to get rid of the garbage and dump last year's waste. It is time to shake off the dust of dirt from the past and step into the future that God has already prepared for each and every one of us. Why don't we stand in this place? You know, I so believe this is the prophetic picture, that this is the prophetic act that God wants you and I to embrace and step into today. The setbacks of the year that have just passed were never meant to stick to your future. That dusty residue of those disappointments were never meant to define you or defile you. As we cross this border of January 2021, shake off the dust that is kicked up from in front of you and make an intentional decision to cross the line in the sand. Don't take the offenses, the hurts, the disappointments, all that luggage as you end up carrying around with you. It will only weigh you down and burden you when you were never meant to bear that burden in the first place. Jesus wants you to travel light, to trust Him, and to shake off the dust. And maybe that's you today. Maybe you are out there thinking, I need to make that clear-cut distinction to break the connection to what was to embrace what is now. I just want to encourage you to engage with your imagination for just a moment. I want you all to just close your eyes for just a moment and imagine, what does it look like and what does it feel like to be free from the disappointment and the defeat, the failure and the frustration of 2020? And maybe even for some, 2019. What does that feel like to you to allow Jesus to come in and take that weight and that heaviness of that burden off of you? It was never meant to be yours to carry in the first place. Let Jesus just speak to you for just a moment. And maybe for you right now in this moment, Jesus is beginning to pinpoint what it is that you need to let go of and trust Him with. Maybe Jesus is whispering to your heart right now in this moment that it's time to do business with Him. Or maybe you hear His still small voice that is calling you into relationship with Him. You know, what does that look like for you? What would it feel like to walk in the reality of knowing that every burden, every mistake, every setback, every disappointment, and every regret has been lifted from you through the saving grace and forgiveness found in Jesus Christ? And you know what? I'm fully aware right now that there might be someone in this room today and you have never known or invited Jesus to come into your life and to have a relationship with Him. And I don't want to be amiss of not giving you an opportunity to waste one more moment of your life wondering who you are and who you belong to. So I just want to invite you today, if that is you in the room right now and you're thinking, you know what, she's speaking to me. If that is you here right now, I want to invite you to participate with the presence of God, and I feel His presence. I feel it in the room right now. I want to invite you to take that step and to invite Jesus to come into your life today. Come and meet the one person who can lift every burden you carry, heal every hurt, remove every disappointment, and set you free from a life of shame and condemnation. He doesn't want you to carry the baggage around with you any longer. He died so that you and I can have a life that is filled with healing and wholeness and freedom.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.